Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, good people? You're truly Easy Deezy. We hanging out this evening on this somewhat dreary Monday afternoon down here in Tampa, Florida. First of all, I want to give a shout out to all the chaperones and sponsors that helped make Holler at Me meet Uncle Drew a reality. A lot of good fellowship. Had a good amount of young men to come and hang out. So we're going to get into tonight's show, man. We're going to recap these top 50 players. Got a group of eight that we're going to go over tonight. About to bring the Voice of Reason Will on right now. So give me a quick minute. Finna get him set up. So my system runs a little slow, but he's coming on now. So we're going to have some fun tonight. We're going to talk about Jameis Winston. We're going to get into LeBron James. Got the Voice of Reason on. Finna bring on West Tampa's finest. And I know Ray will be coming on very shortly. He'll be on around 9 o'clock. What's going on, good people? How y'all doing this evening?
All right.
What's happening?
Okay.
What's happening? Enjoyed the fellowship this past weekend, and we ready.
Yeah, we ready to get going. I got noise in the background like somebody at church. Ain't nobody at church, is
it? No, ain't nobody at church.
Okay. A lot of ruckus in the background. I just want to make sure we all right. I didn't want to disturb nobody. So, first of all, I want to recap on Saturday. Man, we had a real good time fellowship and get hanging out with y'all on Saturday, man, checking out that movie.
Yeah, I concur. We enjoyed the opportunity to spend some time with our youth, and thought it was very important. So I'm extremely appreciative to be part of it. And shout out to all the chaperones that were there to take time out to spend time with the boys, and all for those who contributed to the activity as well.
Yeah, it was
good.
Yeah, West Tampa had some folks come in by cupcakes and helped sponsor the activity. Shout out Lisa Harvey, a lot of people, man, that came in and helped contribute to make this a reality. So we're going to hopefully try to put something together again next month before school starts. I know Rev going to jump on around 9 and talk about his idea he's doing to his church for the end of the month, July 27th to 28th. So I want to try to get into that. We can do this first. I know we're going to discuss the top 8. But the big news in the last 2 weeks, I'm going to start with West Tampa because you are a LeBron James fan. How do you feel about LeBron?
Yes,
How do you feel about that move?
I think it was necessary in time for him to leave Cleveland. He did what he promised to do, was to bring him a championship after 52 years. So he did what he said he was going to do. You know, a lot of people are mad that he left there, but you know, he got other things that he's trying to accomplish, and him leaving Cleveland, going to L.A. will hopefully allow him to do that. I mean, I don't think the move was made for them to win this year. I think it's set up for them to get another piece or two for next season to be another elite team. But he's definitely going to make the Lakers a better basketball team.
What's the reason? What's your take on it?
It was a very logical decision. I personally feel this was a business move. Just as much as a basketball decision. He is into making TV content at this stage in the game. To West Tampa's point, I don't think they were built to win a championship at this stage in the game. At this point, I don't believe they're going to win one next year. This was a business and basketball move altogether. So I like the move. I think it was time. Had a good run in Cleveland, gave Cleveland the first championship. And it was time to move on.
Now, with the change of the guard of late that you've seen, LeBron's gone to L.A., a lot of the good teams are in the West. Would you be opposed to the NBA going with the top 16 teams instead of just going by conference? How do you feel about that? I'll start with Will first.
Go ahead,
Al. I'm sorry. Go ahead, West Ham. I'm sorry.
I think they need to just leave it as it is. I mean, it you can't change the way it's set up because the powerhouses in the West, I mean, what if something happened 3 years down the line when everybody switch over to being the East? We're gonna change it, right? I mean, you know, them other teams in the East just got to spend the money, make their team more appealing to get some of these big name stars. You know, you got to spend the money to roll with them. I mean, we didn't change it back when the Bulls was running the East, and you know the Indiana Pacers was a force, and the New York Knicks was a force. We didn't change it then. It just, you know, the team, they got to step up. You know, you gotta spend the money to get those players that's going to, you know, make it necessary for them to go there. You know, I don't see changing. I don't think it's right to change.
Okay. Will, what's your take on it? I got to ask y'all, so I got to throw y'all off guard with this. I just got some of my email, and Will, I'm going to come right to you with this, and I want to see what y'all think about this. We live in a society right now where, you know, a lot of people are accepted for whatever sexual orientation, you know, color, whatever it is. I just saw that they have two transgender athletes dominating at a girls' track and field competition. I'm going to go to Will first, because I know West Tampa probably going to cloud on this one. Will, what's your take on transgender athletes being able to participate in
That's an interesting question, and but I'm going to be honest.
I just got it.
I am going to be 100% honest. I think you should be competing at the natural sex of your birth. I do not believe that you should be able to change your sex and compete, whether it's a man going to a woman or a woman going to a man. Whatever your natural birth was is where you would compete, in my personal opinion. And it's nothing against, you know, the transgender community or anything of that nature, but there are certain parts of your body that may or may not be modified as you go through a transition. And that does create an unfair advantage at times for those athletes. So, in my opinion, I'm fine with it completely. But if you were born a woman or born a girl, then you would have to, under my rules, compete with the girls. If you were born as a boy, you would compete with the men. And that's just my opinion.
Okay, West Tampa, what's your take on it?
I feel the same way. I just feel like it's completely unfair. Because in a nutshell, I mean, you got some women that's, you know, exceptional as far as running. You know, you had the Gayle Divas. You know, you had the Flo Joes. You know, you had some of them women that can compete with an average man. On the average, a woman cannot run a man or out. You know what I mean? In certain things. I'm not saying women, you know what I mean, don't compete well. I don't want people to take it the wrong way. But I feel it's unfair for a man to transgender to a woman and then go compete with the woman. I just think it's just very unfair.
Okay. I got Adrian Puerto Rico finna jump on. I'm going to get his take on it and see what he got to say. What's going on with you, Adrian? How you doing down there in Puerto Rico, man?
Man, everything good, man. We got a little rain today, but overall, everything good over here, man. I can't complain. They taking
care
of you,
boy. Okay, that's good. Good stuff. We're gonna do a little buck talk around now. So I know you're gonna be ready for that. I got West Tampa and the Voice of Reason on hanging out. Just, you know, I just got some information about transgender women. Originally, boys have been now changed to women, and they running against other females in track and field. I just want to get your input on that and see what you think about that.
I actually read something about that. I was browsing online the other day. I saw that. I don't think they should be able to compete with females because regardless of whatever surgery that they have, you know, they are still male. And athletically, you know, physically, males are always going to be stronger than females. When it comes to stuff like that, you know, they also have a, I think it's an MMA boxer that's a transgender also that competes against women. I don't think that's fair either.
No, at all.
Too many
I didn't know that.
Females that can actually beat a man, you know, regardless of what her physical stature is. You know, I don't know too many females that can beat a man, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't think they should be able to compete with females.
I know you diehard Buck Nation. I got to ask you with West Tapp on the phone. With Jameis missing the first three games, what you think the record going to be the first three games with Fitzpatrick playing?
1-2.
1-2. What's the game you're going to win? I got
to
ask.
I think you don't know what game you're going to win, but it's going to be the Eagles.
Super Bowl champs.
It's
going to
be the Eagles, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. If you look at the Eagles last year, man, if you look at that Super Bowl game last year, how many points did they give up?
33.
Y'all don't score. And we got half
y'all,
of their defense.
How many times y'all scored 30 points?
I put it to you like this. Go back and watch that Patriots game where Jameis was the best player on the field when we played the Patriots. We lost that game because of our field goal and our defense. Go back and check the stats of that game.
No. You lost that game because New England Patriots are a better football team than y'all.
Man, they're a better football team, but the best player on the field that day was Jameis Winston.
I understand that you're in Puerto Rico and the weather is really nice down there. Probably a lot to look at. But please don't let this fog up your mind when it
man,
comes out to this record.
Adrian is the Buck blog, and if we got somebody from Wild at Me with Buck ties, it's got to be Adrian. Because he's going to give you the numbers every week.
But listen.
If he played like garbage, I would say he played like garbage. But if you go pull
right,
up that game
but,
tape, if you go pull up the highlight for
just,
that game, that
just,
boy balled out
just,
that game.
Okay,
he
well, he probably had a good game, but don't ever say he the best player on the field when Brady out there too. Don't do that. Now, you just can't say that. That's all I'm saying.
He was the best player on the field for that game.
No.
He was the best player on the field for that game. We lost that game because of our kicker and our defense. Jameis Winston didn't have nothing to do with us losing that game.
Well, he was the best player on the field that day. Y'all should have won.
And I'm mad I can't get no goddamn cake.
Hey, watch your mouth.
Yeah. He clouded. Hey, you all right? You all right? We're gonna let that go. We hit the sensor button on that.
Yeah.
But I know you'll be back in the city soon, so we'll definitely get together and kick it. But you say 1-2
sure.
Beating the Eagles. 1-2 beating the Eagles. Now, Rev gonna get on around
Please.
9 o'clock, and we're gonna break this Jameis Winston thing down. So if you're not doing that in the next day, 47 minutes,
shout out too. Yeah. And I wanted to give y'all a shout out too for y'all thing that y'all did this weekend, man. That was real impressive, man. And I want to contribute.
Well, I appreciate
to the
it,
next
man. You know,
y'all.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely.
You
man.
Know, we try
definitely,
to get some
man.
Stuff
we need
going.
More stuff like that. Man.
Yeah, we try to get some stuff going. Like I say, you know, I talked to West Ham about it, I talked to Will about it. You know, you want to get more participation, but it's a process. You know, we're taking baby steps right now. But if we'd have said Migos was performing, parking lot would have been full.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's coming, though.
But
it's definitely coming. So we're staying at it,
everybody that was supposed to be there was there. Yeah, everybody that was supposed to be there was there. That's the best way to look at it.
You're right.
Yeah.
And that's what I say, you know, I'd rather get 12 guys on ride with me. I know definitely compared to 40, where I don't know what they're going to do. So the 12 I got, you know, I rode with them, and I appreciate them coming out. So, man, go and get you a couple of drinks, man. If you ain't doing that at 9 o'clock, you can jump back on. We definitely going to break down Jameis at 9 o'clock.
Okay. All right, cool.
Whatever you do.
Too.
Listen, whatever you do, don't drink no more of that water that make you say that Jameis Winston was better than Tom Brady.
Hey,
they were talking about the Cowboys too, West Ham.
That's fine with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 9 to 9:03, because all they deserve is like 3 minutes.
That's it?
All the Cowboys need is from like 9 to 9:03.
Some people say the Cowboys going to make some noise this year.
Man, please.
Some people say the Cowboys going to make some noise this year.
Man, please, they're going to be crying. That's the only noise they're going to be making is crying.
So, I do know y'all play that December 23rd.
Hold on.
Yes, sir.
So you saying y'all first five games, what's your record going to be?
First five or the first three?
The first five.
Well, they got Chicago.
Three and two.
I don't know who they got. Five.
Y'all going to be what?
3-2.
Wow.
I don't know who we can find, but we gotta get the schedule. But I know the NFL preview is coming up. We definitely doing that soon.
What y'all gonna be? What y'all gonna be?
Better than y'all. Lamb and just texting. Better than y'all. That's for sure.
You know that.
Adrian. Anyway. Everybody in America know that. Don't do that.
Well, y'all play December 23rd, so I can't wait till that week.
I'm talking way before that, man. They're going to be out of it way before that. Stop that.
Man, so we're going to have our playoff locked up by then, so Fitzpatrick might start again.
Playoff
going
to be locked up by then?
Playoff.
Hey, I'm telling you, we got representation for the Vikings.
Call me when you leave McDonald's.
We got the Cowboys. We got the Falcons. We got the Redskins. We need a Buck fan on this show. So if possible.
Listen here, man. But it's okay to be a fan, but you have to be a realist, though, man. We don't just want nobody on here just saying
anything. All the Redskins fans are dead.
Nah, they still around. They still around.
Damn.
They still around.
I ain't know the Redskins had no more fans.
Yeah,
they
Dante.
Redskins
fans. Dante
and
even when I lived in D.C., I ain't know no Redskins fans.
Listen, we got some Redskins.
I
and the Redskins come down here.
I ain't
even
a Redskins fan.
The Redskins come down here in November. So they come down here November 11th. So, okay.
I lived in D.C. for 6 years. I ain't even one Redskins fan.
You ain't seen one yet. I tell you, you got football season coming.
Hey, you said you 3-2.
Ravens fans and Cowboys fans all in D.C.
That's it.
Ravens fans and Cowboys fans flooded in D.C. Yeah.
Adrian, if y'all go 3-2, I'ma squeeze your cake in.
Hey, I want to
And then I'll say no. Hey, I'm going to put something on top of it. I'm going to pay for it. I'll pay for it.
I want a lemon velvet.
I'll pay for it.
Put me down right now.
So you heard it. You heard it. Now, if they don't go 3-2, then we got to have you do. So I don't know if we're going to have you do, but you got to do something, though. So we got to do something.
But
I'm paying. If they go 3-2, I'm paying. I'm paying for his ball. I'll do it on Holler at Me week six. Before they come to Atlanta, I will definitely gladly say I will buy Adrian's cake for Thanksgiving. I'm paying for
it. That one cake ain't going to my oven.
Whatever.
So you know that ain't going.
At all. I can throw all my lemons away now.
Okay. We're gonna be right back, man. Like I said, we're gonna take a quick break. We ain't gonna be gone too long. We're gonna get on this this top 50.
Yeah, man, I need to jump
NBA
on my laptop too. I got some work I got to turn in.
Yeah, don't have your bill. Like I said, give us a call. Give us a call at 9. We'll be ready for it. We got Duane on with that. So,
all right, fellas. All right, man.
All right. Good talking to you, brother.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, fellas. Peace out.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break, man. Like I say, this commercial is going to be brought to you by MyRoadside411.com. Check them out online. They got a lot of good stuff as far as any needs you may have with your vehicle. Give about, say, 30 seconds, fellas. We're going to come back. We're going to get on this NBA. We're going to start with Paul Pierce. 657-383-1667. Give us a call. We're ready. Okay, we back at it, man. You're truly Easy D's. I got the voice of reason. And my man, West Tampa Sinus, in the building. We're going to crank up on this NBA. I want to make sure I got this right. Did we do Paul Pierce last time we got on here?
We did.
Yes.
Did we do Dirk Nowitzki?
No.
We did not. No.
Okay, we'll start with Dirk. So I'll start with West Tampa Sinus first. Dirk Nowitzki, MVP player, NBA Finals MVP, and has won a ring with the Dallas Mavericks, been there over 20 years. Do you think he gets in as one of the top 50 of all time?
Yes.
Okay. What's the reason? What's your take on it?
No.
Dirk don't
get
in?
Not this time. No, Dirk would not get in.
Dirk don't get in?
Dirk would not get in.
Wow.
Hey, Will, you're a tough judge, Will. You're a tough judge.
Yeah.
I mean
here's my reasoning at this stage, right? He revolutionized the seven-footer. He revolutionized the ability to shoot the ball from long distance as a seven-footer.
Okay.
There's a lot of seven-footers that can shoot now that are a lot more athletic than he is at this point. He's done a lot for Dallas. He's been around. He's an NBA champion. But when I compare the skill set to the guys that's playing behind him at this stage, I can't put him in the top 50 of all time.
Okay, well, let me ask you this now. Do you think he had a better career than, say, Kevin McHale?
I would say so,
Kevin McHale won more rings. And I think he played on better teams.
Right. He's had a better impact to his team, to the Dallas Mavericks, than Kevin McHale has had to the Boston Celtics. Absolutely.
Now, Kevin McHale's one of the top 50. He can't push Kevin McHale out.
No, I don't think he put him out. I don't think there's been enough to overcome McHale's accomplishments at this stage.
Okay, respect. Hey, respect on the respect. Next name we're gonna call out is 2-time NBA champion Chris Bosh. We'll start with Will. Will, what you think about that? I think Dirk gets in first. I think Dirk gets in. What you think about Chris Bosh?
No.
Chris Bosh ain't close.
Okay, Chris Bosh. Okay, we all.
I don't even
Chris
think
Bosh.
He get in my. He couldn't get in my top 75. He ain't close to me. That's just me. He ain't close to me.
Okay, he ain't close to you. Okay. Next one. 3-time NBA champion, 1-time Finals MVP. 1-time scoring champion, Dwayne Wade. I'll go to West Tampa first.
Yeah, I think Dwayne Wade gets in.
Okay. Will, what's your take on it?
I agree. I think Dwayne Wade gets in off of his early days in Miami. He's shown consistency throughout the years, even beyond the injuries. He's been very consistent.
Okay. I agree with that. We all agree on D-Wade. And I'm going to come back with Will. Houston Rockets point guard just signed for a lot of money, 160 over 4. Chris Paul.
Chris Paul. I love Chris Paul, but he does not get in.
Paul don't get in? Okay.
He does not get in.
Okay. West Tampa, what's your take on it?
I agree with him. I don't think Chris Paul get in either. I mean, he's had a nice career, you know, assists and, you know, I don't think he gets in. He had a great – I think it made – this last playoff push for me put him up there, though. But I just don't – I don't think he gets in.
Yeah, I don't think he's won enough as far as a postseason to merit that type, you know, accolade. So – I disagree as well. Now, this one's going to get a little tricky. And I'm going to go with Kevin Durant.
Okay, which McDonald's is that? Is it close? The thing about it, Wow, that's rough.
In fact, you know what? I'm saying, hold it. We're gonna bring Rev on. I get Rev to get on early, so we'll finish these last four, and we're gonna bring Rev on for to talk about Jameis Winston. What's going on with you, Rev? How you feeling, baby?
Brother, what's going on, man? How y'all doing? How everybody doing?
We are excellent.
Good. Everybody good. Now,
good,
you know we all campus, so we gotta put you on the grill about Jameis Winston. Adrian calling in, and you know I know you got help with a little bit on Saturday. And, you know, you already said, you know, coming on, big bro, we're gonna break this Jameis Winston thing down. So I'm gonna ask you as a Bucs fan, they did re-sign him. They did, you know, they signed him up for the last year of his deal. Do you think Jameis has done that contract in Tampa?
I think so. I think he's burned his bridge. And y'all know I was one of the biggest ones, a big fan of it. But, you know, what you do off the field reflects your personality. And a lot of times people don't want to be associated with that. I'm disappointed whether he did it or didn't do it. You've gotten off so many other times. You know what I'm saying? Like I was telling somebody, he may have didn't do it this time, but at one of these times you keep doing stuff because you think you're above the law. And I'm highly disappointed in him. The problem is, like I said before, there's nothing out there on the market that you're willing to go get. You know, you understand? As far as a quarterback, you got to kind of ride it out with him and hope that next year or the year after you find something on the market. But, yeah, I think his days in Tampa are numbered.
Okay, but I think, Jeff, with it being such a critical season as far as Dirk Cutter is coaching for his job, Jason Light is running the show for his job. So this is a bad time for Buck Nation right now. And then I ask you, and I posed this question to a couple other guys, if the Bucs start out 3-0, you know, I know West Carolina probably agrees, but if they jump out 3-0, do you bring Jameis back week 4?
Wow, good question. And they jump out 3-0 and they look impressive. Now, I'm not saying be 3-0, you went off a fluke, you went off a raggedy field goal, but you look impressive, then you really look at the fact of, do you have the person that can lead the team already in place? If they're not looking impressive, they're winning by a field goal, they're winning by, you know, a fumble or whatever, then you got to say, hey, yeah, we maybe need to bring Jameis back just because of the better of the talent. Talent-wise, I still like him. Personality, I think he needs a mentor. And I said it before when he got drafted. Somebody needs to take him under their wing and really implement a mentoring program to steer him the right way. I don't think that's really been done yet. But if they 3-0, you reevaluate and look how you got 3-0. Were you dominant? Were you impressive? If you were impressive, Jameis, sit on the bench and rest your nerves. We're going to ride what we got in the field.
Okay, I want to pose this question to the other fellas on the show. West Ham, if the Bucs are 3-0, do you take Fitzpatrick out?
First of all, why would you mention 3-0 in the same sentence?
The same reason they mentioned the Cowboys and winning in the same sentence. I mean, the same reason.
Rev, I did not interrupt you, Rev. So please don't interrupt me, Rev.
I don't want to talk to you. Let me ask you a simple question. He ain't asked you no rebuttal question.
It was nothing simple about the Bucs and 3-0. That's trigonometry. And he should even ask certain questions. I know when we went to school and we was in a second grade and they said ain't no dumb questions, but the teacher lied.
Well, I'm just saying, anything can happen.
Are we talking about the town and country, Buck?
No, we're talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the NFL Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So just for the sake of if they go 3-0, do you take Fitzpatrick out?
I always believe in you go it was hot. But the NFL coach don't nobody do that. They always want to bring back somebody off an injury or what and let you the Patriots. I just feel like you go it was hot. So if Fitzpatrick could get them to 3-0, especially with the three teams that they got, you have to stay with
it. Okay. I respect that. Will, what's your take on it?
3-0. I'm sorry, Reb, but I'm with West Tampa on this one. I don't even apply 3-0 and the Bucks in the same sense. But let's say by a miracle,
for the sake of a miracle. Okay.
If they did, at this point, I would try to package Jameis in a deal for a trade. I would leave
out
three, take
that at
3-0. I would package him and see if I can get a trade out of him. And
so
if I can get something decent for him, I would trade him.
So what if his passion gets hurt?
Well, you have to take your chances.
It's a rough group. I said this is a rough form tonight, but these guys here are rough. I think if they go 3-0, I don't think Jameis gets his job back because you got coaches that are fighting for their jobs. Dirk Cutter's on the hot seat right now, ladies and gentlemen. So anything less than a playoff appearance is not going to keep Dirk's job here. It's not.
Well,
the fans have been waiting. So. I look at Dirk has been here. This will be Dirk's, third year?
Yeah, he's on the hot seat. He's on the hot seat.
He's definitely on the hot seat. Yeah, his seat is definitely warm.
He's on the hot seat. So, you know, like you say, it's either put up or get out, and I still go back and say, I know everybody want to say they don't put the Bucs at 3-0, but we also had the same crew who said they could win without a certain running back, and when that weed smoking rats was on the sideline, they were losing. But I'm not gonna talk about that team today. I'm not talking about that team. You told me to talk about the Buccaneers, so I'm gonna talk about the Buccaneers. I'm not gonna talk about that team now. I'm gonna talk about that team now. If the Bucs are 3-0, or even if the Bucs are 2-1, and they're impressive. Listen, I'm not talking about that team. I'm not talking about a team that calls itself America's team, but they ain't been in the playoff. I'm not going to talk about that team.
Janet Jackson said it best.
Janet Jackson said it best. What have you done for me lately? And I can answer for you. Nothing. Now don't get me started. Man, we just had a good family friendship. We went to the movie together, ate popcorn together, and showed brother love. Don't start already. It ain't even football season yet. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to flip it on the script. If the Cowboys do what they did with the last two seasons and do nothing, do you get rid of your people?
Uh-oh.
No.
See, a simple question. You always know them jokers who didn't go to class because they can't answer the simple question. Do you get rid of your people if y'all don't make playoffs?
Get rid of what people?
You want to get rid of your quarterback and running back?
Quarterback and running back ain't going nowhere. You can forget that. They ain't going nowhere.
Okay. All right.
Well, your running back is one allegation away from being just like Jameis Winston.
Don't say that, man. Because if you say that, then that means Rainbow and Jameis Winston, and that boat only got enough room for one person. That's Jameis. I don't put him in that boat. One allegation ain't gonna be like sitting on the Mexican beach running in the sand again. But don't do that to that man. Golly, man.
Rare feeling good, but hey, Rare, why you on here, man? Let everybody know what you got going on July 27th, 28th, man. So, you know, some good stuff going on at the church. Let everybody know about it.
Hey, we got this thing going on. It's called I Am Valuable Youth Summit. We're trying to teach and instruct our kids that they are valuable. I appreciate that the brothers are going to come out and help. Basically, fellas, we need to let them know that they are not what the enemy say they are. They're not stupid. They're not dumb. They're not murderers. They're not drug dealers. They're valuable. And all they got to do is realize where their value comes from, being taught at home, having some good people around them, and they can do marvelous things. College is not just the limit. You can go above college. You can go above degrees. You can get leadership qualities. You can do all those things. We're just trying to teach them that they're valuable. July 27th, we're going to have a spiritual concert where the kids come in. They're going to dance, step. They're going to do all these things. And then that Saturday, we're going to get together, man, and sit down and just talk. We're not trying to preach to no kid. We're not trying to bang them inside the head. We're going to talk to them and let them learn that they're valuable. So, hey, I appreciate all the brothers who are going to come out. You're invited. Bring whoever you want to bring. And we're going to do something big in the city of Tampa.
Okay. Hey, real quick. On that Friday
yeah.
night, like I said, Saturday I'll be refereeing. But that Friday,
yeah.
I would like to come out. I ain't got to have the number right now, but when you get closer to that date, you just give me an estimate, and I don't know what kind of food or stuff y'all trying to do, but I would, Enchanted Dining and the Cupcake Killer, I'm going to donate cupcakes to cover for all the kids and adults that you have out there that night. So,
wow,
give me a number.
As much as I don't like the team that you root for on the football field, I love y'all. Appreciate that from Enchanted Diners and Cupcake Killers.
Man,
I appreciate that
really,
also.
You already know he wearing a cowboy shirt out there now. So listen,
I do got security. I want you to know that there. I got security, and they will be out. They'll be around the whole building. And you know, we don't mind throwing people on their heads. In the name of the Lord. You are touching the grease in the name of the Lord.
If your security is two of them offensive linemen that shoot up for the Bucks, I'm going through Reese.
Listen, my security is straight out of West Tampa and Northview Hills. So don't come up there and then
I'm a West Tampa living legend. So if they're out of West Tampa,
yeah.
I'm all right. Yeah, I'm a legend.
Well, I don't know about that, but I do appreciate that. Man, listen, I was so impressed. I'm going to plug on something else. What we did Saturday, man, listen, I've been talking to people about that since we left. I was so impressed, D. Like, that tips off to you and all the brothers who came out to see those kids and to hear that manager say, man, y'all have the most well-respected kids that I've ever seen come to the movies. That was big, man. That man said that, and that touched my heart because that shows us right there that our kids can do things that people say they can't do, man, for real.
Exactly.
But
right.
Like I say, you know, there are a lot of people that wasn't just us. We had sponsors that helped donate,
yeah.
you know, gave money, you know,
yeah.
so it wasn't, we were just the faces, the
Shout
bodies that were there. A lot of the folks that definitely helped
yeah.
out, you know, and made that happen. But, and that's what I was telling, I talked to West Tampa, I talked to Will about it, man. We just got to keep it going
mm-hmm.
because our youth, we got to keep our youth together, man, because so much stuff out here in the world now, man, is just in. These kids don't have nowhere to turn, so I'm hoping if anybody's listening, you got kids, nieces, nephews, bring them out, man. 3716 East Paris, Friday and Saturday.
Big.
We got some good stuff coming down.
We're gonna do it up. And,
yeah, I can't.
And we call in. I know how you guys, some of you guys are with me at the happy hour. You know, when we went to the happy hour, we called it a spiritual happy hour Friday night. We went in dancing. We danced the whole time there, and when we left, we was just high. We had partied all night. That's what we want. We want the kids to realize that they can have a good time, safe time. We ain't gonna have no trouble.
Right.
If anything, you know, we don't have no drama. It's gonna be great.
Yeah.
No.
That's always a good thing, man. So, and I gotta ask you. I know Little League. I know y'all started practice.
Oh.
When your first game?
Oh man, we kick off August 18th, Jamboree. I'll be in Texas. I gotta go to Texas for a weekend, but I have just locked in, man. I've had some good teams. You know, I went 14-1 national champ last year. This team is better than my last year team. 35 strong. I'm talking about we coming to, and I don't brag on nobody, but if you don't put your pants leg on one leg at a time, you're going to be in trouble. It's going to be real life love, man. And actually, out of the 35, close to my team, I got 22 Scholastic All-Americans. 22 kids that make all A's
okay.
and B's, you know, Scholastic All-Americans. They're doing big.
Maybe we have to
doing
try to
big,
get together, man,
so,
and check out the practice or something, man. Like I said, you're doing some good
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, man,
you
know, you're welcome, y'all. I give y'all VIP access, man. Also, for those who don't know, man, the Lord is laying on me. I may, if my schedule works out, be the offensive coordinator at Brandon High School. For the ultimate high school in Hillsborough County, better than anything this side of Mexico.
Wait,
okay. I knew he was going to come. I just wanted to let him know.
The Brandon Cowboys?
He knows Brandon Eagle. That's right. He knows. He said Baltimore High School.
Oh, he talking about wrestling. Okay.
Well, he said the best high school. I do have one question.
Since he's talking, who won between you and the Alvin on the basketball court?
Well, that's this Sunday.
Where are you playing at?
We're trying to get him indoors. He's gonna be play by play.
I'm the heckler. I'm gonna be the heckler up in the stands.
I know y'all talking about high schools now. I gotta throw this out there. Will with the Hills, bro, they got more alumni in the league than Tech and Brandon, just to say that.
Yes, they do. The only question I have for Will right now is, what are they going to do with Garcia?
I want to talk about that.
That's a good question. I'll be honest with you. I don't know the answer to that because he's been part of that program for many years.
Right.
And it's really
right.
hard to say at this point. I mean, when you have won and had that much success, it's really hard for you to depart so easily to do anything else. So honestly, I don't know. I haven't heard anything one way or the other in regards
but,
to
but
this,
if I
the standard league.
If I could, I want to say something. If I could step in, I think he's been there too long. Yes, Michael, I think high school football coaches have hurt a lot of young African American brothers as far as getting head coaching jobs. When you look at Callahan with that Armwood for almost 30 years, Garcia been at Hillsborough. He was there when you left, right, Will?
Yeah, he was there when I left.
Okay, so that's probably another 22 years. Yet Turner Chamberlain, he was there for 35 years. I think that these coaches should just, you coach and you bring somebody up, you develop and get them an opportunity. Because we're losing a lot of good assistant coaches in Hillsborough County that just don't get the opportunity because there are no openings. And that's something that we got to, you know, that's bad. And I mean, you know, you want to build successful teams, but I've seen some of the talent that Hillsborough's had. Hillsborough was just as talented as Armwood was this year, but when you run in the offense that does not cater to what you have, and that's why I say one thing, Rev, if you do take the job at Brandon, you know the game. Let your players make plays. If you got to run a four receiver set, five receiver, whatever you got to do, open them up. Because your best players
should
play.
I think you should be able to adjust your system to fit what you have in house and stop trying to make your kid fit into your system because he may not. You know what I'm saying? If you got a boatload of receivers, man, develop your five receiver set and get the ball in your playmaker's hands and let them do what they do. You still going to get
now,
the credit.
I'm telling you, West Tampa told me he played quarterback at Van Buren. West Tampa, I'm going to tell you, think you threw the ball again, Alan.
What'd you say?
How many times you think you threw the ball at Van Buren in high school?
Not enough.
I probably threw the ball one time. I'm running every time because I feel like I can always get the yard.
Yeah.
Listen, this may be one thing that me and Alvin agree on
because when I played quarterback at Brandon, that probably the worst mistake they could have made. They put the ball in my hand and say, I'm going to give it to somebody else. That didn't make no sense to me. I'm like, I don't understand why I should give up the appeal to somebody else when I got it in my hand already. The best player on the field got the ball in his hand, so let's go to work. But,
what you going to do to give it to somebody else? That don't make no sense.
That don't make no sense to me. Why I'm going to turn and give you the ball and I'm the one that should have the ball? That didn't make no sense. I didn't do that. No, I didn't do that at all.
Yeah.
So that's about the only time Alvin has that and making cupcakes. the best thing he could do.
Well, Dave, he said that Van Buren, he wasn't giving the ball to the running back. He didn't get the ball to the running back.
He didn't.
He don't care who it was.
He didn't. He didn't care who it was. He didn't care what the play was called. He didn't care about none of that.
I was the best player on the field. What am I going to get the ball up for? That don't make sense.
Man, listen. Shout out to Coach Rosenberg that had to deal with this guy as a quarterback. being a coach many years. I watched Coach Rosenberg throw the clipboard down on the ground every time they yell hike. Shout out to Coach Rosenberg.
What
it was,
Allen
left, Allen right,
what
you?
That's it.
Yeah. Every time he's talking about that. Anthony Brown was my running back, the twin. I would never pick. We run a option.
Y'all ran the deer option.
I'm not even looking.
And Al was the first quarterback in junior high school history that called his own play. He called his own audible.
Yeah, he did. When you call an audible, you tell the whole offense, hey, we changing the play to this. When he called on, he just told himself, hey, self, we're going to change the play. Self told him, okay, he's going to run his own play. That's a doggone problem right there.
I feel like I could get the yards needed, man. That's the only thing I'm going on. That's what I'm going on.
Okay, so I'm going to do a scenario for you. Third and eight.
Mm.
What you doing?
Mm-mm.
Running the ball.
Okay. Are you dropping back, looking like you're looking for somebody?
Third.
Let me ask you. What's third and four to receive over there by itself?
You say third and what?
Third and four to receive over there by itself.
It's just like first and 10. I'm running the ball.
You better get ready to start blocking.
Wait a minute. I just don't feel like nobody want the ball more than me. That's just the way I felt. I don't feel like nobody want the ball more than me.
But it did. They want the ball.
Okay. Rev went to McClain. Correct.
No, I went to Horace Mann.
Okay, with Horace Mann. Did you play quarterback at Horace Mann?
Nope. I played running back and linebacker. Mm-mm.
Okay, but when you got to Brandon, what year did you start playing quarterback at Brandon?
My junior year.
Okay, so
my
Coach Mann said, look, Red, this the play. I'm doing something different.
No. See, they Corbett was a smart guy to a degree. He put in the option, the triple option, where my first read was me with the ball. So I need him to read. First read with me with the ball. I got it. Okay, I'm good.
Okay, so West Tampa, y'all ran a veer. Y'all ran a veer at Van Buren.
Yes.
And you know coming out, when the center give you the ball, you already know what you're doing.
I'm running the ball.
He knew he was running.
Hey, brother, I'm going right or left. I'm running every time. And everybody knew that.
So basically, the receiver, the tight end, they did no work on offense.
I ain't never throw the ball to the receiver. I threw it at a running back one time. Never threw to a receiver.
That's why Amp Brown went to King High School, another losing program, because he came out of a he didn't know how to carry the ball.
No, we weren't losing program. I was the deal. It wasn't no losing program. I was the deal at Van Buren. What'd you say?
3-3.
What y'all
record
was at Van Buren?
No.
3-3.
We were 5-1. We were 3-3 my eighth grade year, 5-1 my second. I mean, great.
Yeah, we went 4-2 both years at Horace Mann. I had me, Henry Thomas, Derek Fullwood, Holton Bug, Slide on the board.
Oh, yeah,
wait,
all y'all was in the backfield?
Now, see, now in the backfield, it was Derek's show. It was the Derek Fullwood show. You didn't touch the ball unless you were Derek Fullwood. Yeah, it was the Derek Fullwood show in that backfield.
Who's y'all quarterback there?
No, some white boy. And all his job was to get the ball Derek Fullwood.
So Derek Fullwood was kind of like how Abba was at Van Buren.
Yeah, Derek Fullwood always
was.
Got the ball.
Yeah,
he always had the ball.
Yeah, he sure did. Sure did.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Abba said
he didn't play quarterback. He didn't play quarterback. He was a running back, so we gave him.
Yeah.
I don't know what's over the quarterback with the ball.
But he knew his job was to get the ball to Derek. But Abba wasn't giving the ball to nobody.
Yeah, I'm good. And to make it so bad, Amp Brown was both Amp and Antonio, they were great athletes. They just
wouldn't
get the ball.
But he wouldn't get on the ball. He wouldn't get on the ball.
There, I feel like I was the best running back in the game.
But the coach never said,
back.
Hey, man, listen. The coach never said,
yes,
hey, man,
no, the coach. The coach did say that. The coach said that during the game. You just heard
coach
who else going through the clipboard now.
I had Coach Oliver and Coach Williams, and they just always tell me, get the ball. I'm going to give him the ball. I was fast, and I was running the football. This is all there to it. I was a throw-up type of legend out of West Tampa, so I knew how to run.
Wait a minute.
So you
what were you again?
So you put your head up. You put your head down
to move the chain. I'm a tiger legend. Everybody ain't play throw-up tiger like me. I was a throw-up tiger legend.
Okay.
A
so you, so tackle you put your head down and fight for yards.
I got to get up.
You know what?
I'm the ball like me.
That's the kind of stuff they did at Van Buren. And that's why they didn't do that. And then he took that same mentality over to Tampa Bay Tech. That's exactly what he did.
My sophomore year, the first three games, I played quarterback before I moved up on varsity. And I ain't passed the ball in either.
You see?
You remember what your record was in JV the three games?
But that's why they moved my quarterback. Because Van Buren, like I said, 8th and 9th grade, I threw the ball one time in 12 games. I ain't never throw the ball. I ran every play.
And then
when I got the team,
wow.
I got on JV.
Wow.
The first three games,
wow.
I never threw the ball. We went 3-0, and they moved me up on varsity and put me at wide receiver and DN.
Hmm.
Hmm.
How'd you like playing wide receiver
in D? I love defense. I mean, I played linebacker in 8th and 9th grade. I played linebacker. But I like playing on D and coming off the end because them big boys come block me. I was quick. I ain't like wide receiver because they ain't throwing the ball.
They could have come
in that chair, Dome. Now let me get to him. But now they played
Me and DeWine played together for the semi pro team when I was out there with DeWine before I quit.
Yeah, we was at the semi pro Clearwater Valley. Well, the man stole our money.
Okay. Well, Brandon never played Tech. Okay. I know Tech played Hillsboro. Did Brandon play Hillsboro?
Yeah, we played Hillsboro. Now we took some and we gave some because when they had doggone Dan Footman and all that back there, I played hurt. That ain't coach. I'm hurt. Not ankle.
Wow.
They were them boys.
Wow.
Look, they were the beast.
You played
them. They came back that next. Yeah, I played them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't play ever against Tech. I know one team I didn't play ever against. That was against Tech, but
You just told on yourself. You played hurt. Wow.
Yeah. See, I played hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, in trouble.
I can never do that.
Hey, but now that year they had Will was not in when they had Dan Fleming, Black Joe. Who else on that team, Alvin?
Joe Abel.
Yeah.
Joe Abel.
Yeah, that was the team.
Joe Abel. Yeah, Carl
Man, they
Everett.
Had team. Yeah. Carl Everett, yep.
Mason,
yeah, I wasn't there, but I heard about them boys. That Dan Fleming was a monster.
Yeah, he was a monster.
I still say something. Rodney Mason is the fastest cat I've ever seen. Rodney Mason is the fastest cat I've ever seen. Rodney Mason.
No.
He's the fastest at the team.
Huh?
No.
Rodney Mason wasn't even the fastest at the school.
I'm just saying, I saw him take a punt back. I saw him take a punt back at King, and he got loose.
Oh, okay.
He can run, but Dan Fleming was fast.
DeWine, Henry Thomas, Joe Bob, Carl Everett, all of them.
Yeah.
I got two quarterbacks that didn't want to get a ball up.
No, I
wasn't giving the ball up either, Rand.
No, I didn't. And I'll tell you why. And then that next year, my senior year, that's why they moved me out of quarterback. That's why they took me out of quarterback and put Jimmy Snap back there, because I wasn't giving nobody the ball. Jimmy at least gave the ball up.
So let me ask, how many carries you think you had a game in, Rand? Your junior year.
My junior, I average 25, 30 carries a game. I average that, yeah. 25, 30 carries a game. Oh, yeah, that's me. That's me right there. That's me. That's on the average. 25, 30 carries a game. That's right.
Now, man, you
tripping. No, I'm not.
25 to 30 carries.
I'll tell you what. The next time you talk to Henry Thomas, ask Henry Thomas, how many times I pitched in the ball in that auction when we ran it. I mastered that fake pitch where you put the ball out there and you hold it like a basketball and bring it out. I mastered that. Sure did.
That's
how many carries I had to. I was running it.
Yeah.
I ain't passed. Well, I told you I passed the ball one time in two games. So.
Yeah, y'all tripping. Y'all really tripping. That's crazy.
No, man.
That's crazy.
We tell you, that's the truth, D. See, that's the truth, man, for real.
I see.
That's the truth.
I see.
So
we're going to get
so
back.
You know what I tell my...
Go ahead.
You know what I tell my players now? If you gonna take the ball, you better take it to the house. So that was the mentality I had. But if I want the ball to go to the house, I need to take it there.
So couldn't nobody else do it?
Yeah. They may have, I didn't trust them. I had trust issues. Didn't trust a lot of people.
Oh, man. Okay. Okay. West Ham, you the same way, West Ham? You trust me?
I feel like I'm the best person in the world with the ball. That's all it is to it. Don't nobody see that. Don't nobody win touchdowns more than me. That's the way I felt.
There it is.
Don't nobody want it more than you.
Nobody.
Okay.
Nobody.
Okay.
I want the ball more than T.O. I want the ball.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. And I feel like I'm going to do something with it when I do.
I want to get back on these last three, and then we can. I want to do a little segment where West Tap like to call a thing a thing, and we're gonna get into some of these the new bro working man ain't got no money. It's the new bro, and we gotta do something about that. We gotta do something.
Wait,
about
wait,
that.
Wait, What you saying? The working man? What?
That's the new bro. That's the new bro. We got brothers out here, man, that can't enjoy themselves and live a good quality of life because they're limited. But it's not due to their job, just the way they go about doing things. And I'm saying that just to be where we are all in our we're gonna hit 40 next year. We're all in our 40s.
Okay.
We you got people that ain't never left the city, ain't never left Tampa, ain't never been out the state. That's a problem. And I'm not being judgmental. I'm not frowning on people, but you got to get more out of life. My dad always told me, and I live by this, you go to work every day, you should treat yourself every week to something. If it's just going to get a steak, going to get your feet done, you owe it to yourself to do that. Go ahead.
So you say working, the working man is the new broke?
That's the new broke, yeah. Because you're working just to pay bills. That's all you do, paying bills. That's all you do, pay bills. That's it. When you can't get out and enjoy yourself, I'm going to steal your slogan. We're going to do this once a week. And I want y'all to just sit back and think. It may be 3 minutes apiece. We're going to call the thing a thing. So whatever issue you have, whatever it is.
Wow.
It's your moment to get out here and say how you feel. And I just had just had a conversation. And it makes no sense. We're working, man. Not to get out and enjoy yourself. And I'm just being honest. That's the truth.
The state.
That's the truth. So I don't want to upset nobody. Hope I don't offend nobody, but I'm just being honest. We have an honest conversation as men. But that's just my two cents. May not mean nothing. Don't want, but like I say, but that's sad that the working man can't enjoy himself no longer. All his money is going to a bill.
I was gonna say, what do you contribute that to? Not you know, bills or trying to make other people happy.
Well, I think a lot of that just overextending ourselves, and you know.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say this, and I don't want to offend nobody. I know everybody here is from Tampa, but just like you know, I talk to Alan, I talk to Will, I talk to you a lot. But when you've been exposed and seen different things, it makes you understand people don't live. You know, people live different everywhere. Everywhere. You know, and I think just the exposure means a lot. I had you know Ira came, and he was saying that you know he went to Atlanta. And he just saw how people vibe and kick it in Atlanta. And I saw a couple people on his post when he said it, you know, we could do the same thing down here. And I said, no, we can't because the mentality is different. When we don't support, you have to support those that support too. Everybody that had donated to the event this past week, people I know, people I've supported, done stuff with them as far as a business. So, that made me feel good that people thought that much of me to try to make that happen. West Tampa, got some donations. That's a good thing. But I'm gonna give you a perfect example. And this is what I mean when I say this. We got to stop the crab mentality where let's just say, Trev, okay, you do training, you do personal training with kids. And if I had a son 9 years old, but no, I ain't going to him. I don't want to go to him. I'm gonna go to somebody else because I don't want to see Dewani make some money.
I don't want to see him make money.
Right, I ain't gonna buy cupcakes from Alvin because I don't want to be the way he doing. If Will was doing something, if Will fixed computers, I want to take my computer to Will because I don't want to see him do that. We got to get out of that, man. We got to get out of that. And I think it's just the mentality that we have is. If we think somebody got more than us, we don't want to support what they're doing because they are in their mind they already got it. You know, people think you live a good quiet life, but I'll get every day and go to work.
And you make a good point. I deal with this. I talked to my brother Ty, as y'all know, he's the head baseball coach at Tampa Catholic, and Ty gets a little upset because a lot of you guys from Bama Heights wanting to come back and do, you know, speaking engagements and things of that nature. But they'll take their kid and send them to Armwood, send them to wherever, and won't send them over there to him to build a program. And the question we've asked many guys, why? Well, man, you know, you don't need that over there. You got enough talent over there with the boys over there. But why look upon that? If you want your kid to get some good training, send it to somebody that's going to be able to get some, especially if it's somebody that you know from back in the day and you know they're going to do right
by
you. Yeah,
World Series, I mean, Olympic MVP. I was up on him when I was in Atlanta. He was at Georgia Tech. So, you know,
yep.
I get what you said, but like I said, you know, then something else, too, we got to stop doing, too. Stop looking for deals. Stop looking for deals. Stop looking for deals, people. If somebody has a product,
can you say that one more time? Stop looking for deals. I run into that all day long.
Stop looking for deals. Because when you go to Publix, you go to Walmart.
You don't get no deal.
Burlington.
You don't get no deal.
Wherever you go, this is the price. If Burlington got shirts for $12 and you buy 8 shirts, I ain't nothing smart at that sign. I'm good at history, real good at math. So I know 8 times 12 is 96. With taxes, it's going to be 100 with some change. I can't go to the rest. Hey, you going to let me get the 8 for 80? You going to let me get that? You going to do that for us? We got to get out of that, man. And I mean, that's
get out of there.
Something that bothers me that we always looking for something. And every day we go somewhere and buy somewhere there's gas, something to eat, something to drink, mint for your desk, whatever it is, we buy something every day. And they don't give you no deal.
So let's bring this home, fellas.
Go ahead. I knew you were coming. Go ahead, brother.
So you know I was coming.
Don't worry about the NBA Top 50. Do your thing.
No, let's bring this home. This is most prevalent in the black community. All the issues and all the things you just mentioned. And here is the sad part. The sad part of it is that we have just as much skill set as any other ethnicity in this country.
Yes.
When I look at the job that my brother from West Tampa do with his desserts and his and his catering skill set, his quality is just as high as any major company you can go out there and look for. However, what I would do, simply because he's black, is I would look at him and request that he does something special to dumb down his product or to cheapen the value of his service. And so that's the mentality that we have that we're going to have to get away from, to that because with any other ethnicity, they pay full value for their services.
Listen.
And they have no problem
with that. I've been begging Alvin, the manager of the customer service department, any concerns that they have, please call me. Because I'm going to give them to
you. But here's the thing. Who or where have you ever seen, I mean, it may be out there, and I've never seen it. I've never seen a cupcake that has a shot of Ciroc in it. I've never seen it. Now, it may be out there, and I'm not saying it, but do it the way Alvin does it. So why do you want to make that man dummy down his price or give you a deal? There wasn't no deal when he went and bought the ingredient. He didn't catch no deal when he had to buy it. But his idea.
And I'll be the first to admit, I want a deal. I'm looking for a deal. Now, when you working and putting something together, I'm on that. You know, I'm supporting what you're doing. Now, if you got something stolen, I ain't going to lie, I'll be the first to admit. Now, I'm looking for that deal. So if you got to say hi, I'm gonna work it. So they ain't no overhead on what you put into it. You just steal it. So, but as far as putting your sweat into something, I'm gonna support that.
If you ran track real good,
and got to beat on the computer, I ain't paying for a fight. I'm just keeping it real. I ain't paying for a fight. I ain't doing it. We got the cycle where the expectation is he's supposed to be something big. Now, I'm telling you something. In Abbott, Tennessee, I talk to Alvin probably 3-4 times a day. Anytime Alvin, we buy cupcakes, we do family events, he comes to the job, no problem. Just tell me what the price. I know the price. I see the money cash at, well, I put the money in your hand when I see. Now, if you choose to do something for me, I'm fine with that too. But I don't expect wanting to call my partner and, and get them from him. And then, you know, with that being said.
I knew it.
Do what you say you're going to do. We got to be more stand up, man. Do what you say you're going to do. And I'm not talking about that. That's real. That's the truth.
That's real. If Alan tells me,
you know, I got some cupcakes for you. Okay. How much they is? $60. Okay. I got the $60. I get paid Thursday. Alan ain't got to call me Thursday for his money.
Your money is in your hand. No.
Yeah.
I'm calling you saying, hey, y'all, I meet you, get this to you.
I think that's something we got to get better at just along those lines. But when you say support businesses, really support them. Really support them. You know, it ain't got to be every week. You know, go ahead, what you about to say, baby?
Well, the thing is, as a community, you're only stronger when you're together. If you think, and I know Reb, I know you can appreciate this, but when all we had was spirituals based on slavery times, and we had to rely on each other to even survive during slavery, we had to rely on the Spirit of God to get us through because we didn't have nothing else. We had more togetherness then, right?
Yes.
Because that's all we had versus the resources we have in front of us now. And as a result of that, we decide that we're going to go our own direction and forget about being a strong, unified community. And that's part of the issue. So it's bigger than just economics. It's the mentality that we have as a people because now we have outlets. Whereas before, those people, and I have an appreciation for those people because they didn't have a choice. They had to stick together. They had to. That's the difference between then and now. And so to Dee's point, we're stronger when we're together.
Right.
When we are apart.
But once we
understand that, economics will fall in place.
But when you say economics, where we reside, I'm gonna give you a perfect example. Let's look at cost up like it is. We all go to work. We all provide for our families. But when you mindset is on the now, you limit yourself for greater. And I always try to tell my wife, I love to get out and do stuff. I like to travel, but you got to plan to do stuff. I can't get my check Friday, go out of town to kick it, and I got to wait 2 weeks to get some more money. I ain't got no money for the week. You got to plan. See, I think something that we've been cheated out of is financial literacy. We don't have that. We don't. We weren't taught about credit unless you had people, your mom and dad put you up on credit. But we didn't discuss credit growing up. We didn't know that.
And the funny part is, the other part of the summit for Saturday, the 28th, is for the parents. How are we helping our kids? Here's the big thing. How many of us, when we were younger, was able to sit down with mom and dad while they wrote out the bill? Most of us, you know, we just know the lights was on when they cut them on. How are we training our kids that when they get to a position later in life, they're able to be successful?
Well, that's what I'm trying to do now. My son is 16, my youngest, and I'm trying to get him set up with a debit card through my account with Bank of America. I'm only going to put a certain amount in there for him, but that's for him to use. But now once you get low and when you go to zero, we don't do that again for another 2 weeks. But that's for you, you know. But it goes back to, like you say, teaching each other. Because, you know, a lot of times in school, and I still remember this one, everybody got pre-approved, credit card, pre-approved. But they hit us first, but we ain't got no job. So what we going to do, we're away from home. We're going to run the credit card. We're going to get some new shoes. I remember getting this Bo Jackson, a couple polos, and the bill. Yeah, I ain't got no money to pay this bill. Oh, but the minimum $10. Okay, well, that's I can squeeze $10. So I'm paying $10. I ain't doing that to the bill. You know, and that's why, you know, we talk about, you know, establishing, you know, trying to build credit. But that's what it's about, you know, leaving something where your children, you can help your children if they need something, you know.
Hey,
and it
that's
goes,
real. Like hey. That's what
and
it
that's
is.
That's the truth. So it's like, yeah, because we live in a society, we for the week. Okay, we got through July, okay, we get through August, okay. And when I got to September, okay. And then, like, you know, all the way to the after. Everybody know when Christmas comes. Everybody know when back to school comes. Why is there so much of a hurry-up offense and it's the same time every year? It don't change. It don't change.
Lack of planning.
Now for those that
if you don't plan, you plan to fail.
You're right.
Yep.
Now you talk about
those
that get the $4,000 or $5,000, but I'm gonna give you a perfect example. When they folks get the income tax, it'd be so many folks behind, so the income tax catch them up and they right back behind again. So just imagine, you know, my mom always said, you know, save you some money. I always try to save some money. You know, I gotta get better at that. But you sit back and think, you know, I see the dollar. They got the dollar challenge every week. If you did $10 this week, you know, I look at. You know, your tithes, you pay your bills, you know, whatever you got left, you know, try to enjoy yourself with, you know, do something for yourself. But just to work and pay folks and keep going back to work and paying folks, I don't want to do that. I don't want to live like that. That ain't living. Not to me, you know.
No.
If I want to go
that's going to be awkward.
I want to go put
shoes
on my waffles. I want to go do that, you know. But like I say, we got to get. That's the working man. That's the new broke because we overextending ourselves just to say we got something. You got folks can't afford stuff. You know, I'm just telling the truth. And then something else, and I don't want to offend nobody. When folks leave this world, have money to bury them. Have money to bury them. We don't think like that
either. That's the craziest thing in the world, though. That's the craziest thing. You got here by. You know, you put all this, you know, you see people that got their kids in polo and Nike and this and all that, and then when something happened to them, you got a fist fry up at Discount Auto Parts to try to bury it.
Again, I ain't talking about nobody, but just us as a people, we got to do better. And life insurance cost that much. They don't cost that much.
You hit a head, you hit a home run with that one, Doc.
We're gonna talk some sports. We're going to talk some sports, but like tonight, it's going to be a thing, call a thing. You know, and that's calling like it is.
One of the worst things I hate seeing, man, somebody die, next thing you know, you see a GoFundMe account, somebody help me bury my.
Shout out and rest in peace to Darryl Turner, man, North View Hills, man, good dude.
DT.
But somebody,
rest in peace, bro.
Somebody went on his site. Instead of a pay, and they weren't even in the family. Who does stuff like that, man?
Who does that?
Somebody went on the pay to get a GoFundMe, and they weren't even in the family. They try to get some money.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Is that what we're doing now to try just to get ahead? People, go to work. Go to work.
For real.
Go to work.
Hey, on that, and not too more on, I want to give a shout out, man, to my daughter. Going to Battle State, finished her freshman year on the Dean's List with a 3.8 GPA. Not only that, man, she's taking three classes this summer. She's on the Dean's List there and carrying a full-time job and got rave reviews at Liberty Mutual that they want her to come back every time she gets in town and come to work, man. Shout out to my girl, Adriana Griffin. I love you, girl. You're doing a big thing for your dad.
There you go. Good job, baby girl. Keep going.
But you know what? You know why that happened? Because she got that Tampa Bay Tech Titans feeling her. She went to Tech first,
to get that grounded in her.
Yeah.
That what it was?
See, you see what I mean? She did go to Tech first. But she came from the Griffin estate first.
Okay.
So Tech had nothing to do with that.
That was her mama,
right?
That was her mama. That you got your event going, and the next 2 weekends following, the mall's gonna be crazy. And look at these kids, what they got on, what they wear.
Yeah.
I love to see young fellas looking good, dressed nice. But the sacrifices that are made, see, like to me, you don't have there's certain things. Like you say, I love certain type of clothes, but I work to have them. I work to get them.
Uh-huh.
But
uh-huh.
I want people to be smarter financially, you know. And some, like I said, we get caught up in a web where we want to look a certain way and play the part like we got it going on. But like I say, we got to be better, you know, financially. And I'm gonna keep saying again, the working man, that's the new broke. So if you're going to work every week, getting you a check, and after your check is gone, you can't enjoy yourself. That's a new bro.
Work your man. The new bro.
Huh?
Day in the morning. Work
that's
your man.
Truth,
that's the new bro. Yes,
that
sir.
Is.
Yes, sir.
That is.
And you can't do nothing. That ain't good at all. You know what I mean?
You sit on somebody's job. You got folks come in complaining about this. Well, why cost this much? Then we don't read what's on the post. These are the flavors that's available. You ain't gonna have this. You gonna have this flavor.
These are the flavors that's available.
Right. Well, if I get 2 dozen, how much them is? What's 2 times 20? That's basic math, but that's what I'm saying, though. I told Alvin if he could, just for a month, please make me the manager of customer service and just put my number on the post. Any concerns that you have, you'll get a follow-up call within 2 hours. And I guarantee you won't have issues no more. No. Because see, what they'll do, they'll say either he crazy or I ain't doing business. And not to say for you to lose business, but it's just some of the stuff that we do as people. Just why try somebody and you already know what's going on? You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That makes me sense to me. You know, if I know you're selling cupcakes $12 a dozen, if I want 10 dozen, I know 10 times, that's $200. Now, if you want to do what's, look, you know, D, I appreciate you, get them for this, that's something different. But my expectation is I'm giving you $200. I know how much, that's how much 10 dozen are. Because if I went to Publix and bought the same cupcakes, it's 10 times the amount. They run them through, you know. And I already know you say you don't do BOGO. So, you know, I respect that.
You don't do BOGO?
No, I don't do BOGO.
I don't do BOGO. You know.
Say you don't do BOGO.
Yeah, but like I said, we got to say, and then one more thing before I leave, I got to say this. If you're going to the cookout, stop bringing Czech sodas and Publix sodas to the cookout. Don't want no Mountain Lion, don't want no Dr. Thunder. Nobody want that, man. Okay.
Hey, but that's Pete. You can't do nothing about that peach soda now. That peach soda, y'all have that
soda. I'll be honest. That peach is busted. Don't bring it to my house, though. Bring that Sprite, that Coca-Cola. Bring a Sprite, bring a cherry Coke, an orange, strawberry, Fanta. You got me with that. Now, if we just kicking it, just sitting around, hey, man, I'm at the store. You want this seat? That's something different. But on a cookout, don't do that. Don't try me
don't
like that,
it.
Bro.
Don't
you like that black cherry?
I love that black cherry. I don't want you to bring it. Yeah. Don't hit me with that. Please don't do me like that. I'm looking at you like, they won't get invited no more. They try. They won't get invited no more. There's something else. We gotta have cookout etiquette. Let everybody eat first before you fix your to-go plate.
Before you fix your to-go plate.
Don't think you're the only one that want to take something home too. So don't do that either.
Don't load up.
Let everybody eat first. Then you know when it's time to start, you know, putting together plates. Okay, you know, I'm gonna fix me some. And you know, feel
Listen.
Comfortable going to get your to-go plate.
I'm
don't be looking
you,
around to see who's
I'm gonna make
that.
You holler. I'm gonna make you holler. Yeah. I've seen people at a church function. Church, whether it's the banquet dinner or whatever, go and make their to-go plate first.
Them the greatest people in the world, but go ahead.
And then, go back to their plate, they're going to eat all right there.
Yeah.
They make their to-go plate first. Yeah, that's right.
I told Alvin something. The word free means so much. It's a small word with only four letters. But when you say free, everything changes.
Everything changes.
Your appetite's a little bigger when it's free. It is. I know some folks don't eat that more. You better not take that thing out of Sister John's hand while she try to fix her screen. You might get your arm broke. You better get it together.
Church people are the greatest people in the world.
Hey, Sister Johnson ain't playing. And she the first one.
Real can't stop laughing.
We're gonna freestyle. We ain't doing no sport. We freestyling next Monday. We're gonna freestyle next month, but I want y'all to take what I said. We're gonna call a thing a thing. Will you come up with four things that bothers you that you want to speak on? West Tampa, you do your four. Rev, do your four.
Oh boy, it's gonna be
fun. We're gonna do a thing of thing. So
a thing of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I borrowed that. That's his slogan, but I'm gonna borrow that from him. But we gotta do something.
We gotta do something. I like that.
If you ain't got the money to pay for some, don't buy it. Don't buy it. Stop going to Amscot. Stop doing it. We got to do better. That event.
You get what?
Somebody.
So they go get a new joy?
Yeah. Whatever it is. But, hey, we finna get out of here. I love y'all, but like I say, next Monday, that's all I'm putting. The same thing. So we're going to crank up. So for the voice of reason, West Tampa Finest, Rev, you're truly Easy D. Like we always say, man, keep God first. Love your family. When you see us, man, holler. We got to do better, folks. Next Monday, we get down at 8 o'clock. Y'all be good.
Later.
All right.
All right.